Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Yeah, this is it, what everybody's been waiting for, I think. That's what I assume.
Right.
And that's what I will believe in my own little world. Thursday, September 5th, 249th day of the year. This date, 1793, the Reign of Terror began in France. They had the guillotine, and they weren't afraid to use it. In France in 1793, right. You had your Robespierre. Robespierre was the one overseeing the Reign of Terror. The National Convention enacted measures to repress the French revolutionary activity. Robespierre was in charge of that, not to be confused with Trenchcoat Pierre, Neil.
Yeah, they're different.
18 for what?
No relation.
No.
So they were just rounding up people and running them through the guillotine.
Pierre's like Smith over there, Neil.
Yeah.
So it's certainly no relation. We're going to move on. We've got a little local history on this date. 1844, there be iron up in them there hills. Ooh. Iron ore discovered in Minnesota's Mesabi Mountains. Mm-hmm. We usually call it the Mesabi Range, but do you know technically they are mountains? Some of these ranges that we have in northern Minnesota, they're ranges. Ooh. They're actual mountain ranges. Very old, not very tall, but the Mesabi Mountains on the Mesabi Range, first described in 1866, it is the chief iron ore mining district in the United States. We got a lot of iron ore out of there.
Yeah, we did.
We shipped it to Pittsburgh. Yeah, he threw it on the iron ore. As the freighters go, she was bigger than most, fully loaded for Cleveland.
Right.
Getting to those steel mills.
Yeah.
The district, basically, the Mesabis are in, Mesabi. No, that's wasabi.
Wasabi.
Do you like wasabi or wasabi? Do you put much wasabi on your food? That stuff's it'll clear your sinuses,
yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I'm not a big wasabi guy.
The district is located largely in the Itasca and St. Louis counties up there. How about those wasabi peas? What do you think of those? You know the green peas?
Yeah.
They're in a bag?
Yeah, them are better.
Yeah, they are. They're not as strong.
No.
1914. Did we mention Babe Ruth earlier?
We did.
Famous left-hander in history. He and Marie Curie. And why did Marie Curie have to use her left hand, Neil? Do you remember this? Here's
a
quiz.
The
Bob Morning Show. Yes. She was working with Radioactive. She discovered radium, wasn't it? And then there was another one that they named after her, curium, I think.
Yeah.
Radioactive substances that rendered her right hand useless. Thus, good thing she had another one.
Right.
Babe Ruth hit his first professional home run. I bet you'll never guess where.
Yankee.
Because I didn't know this.
Was it Cleveland?
No, Yankee Toronto.
What?
Yeah, professional home run. That's the key.
Oh.
He was playing in the International League for the Baltimore Orioles, minor league.
So it didn't count towards his 714.
No, but it was his first professional home run in Toronto. Not even in this country, Neil.
He was still a pitcher.
In Canada. Yeah, he was.
I think he was still a pitcher then.
Yeah, he was, because he pitched with the Red Sox.
Right.
And so he was certainly a pitcher in 1914.
What pitchers hit then, of
I
course.
I think that he then was bought out and then became a Red Sox the next year. Wasn't it 1915?
15, I believe so.
Something in that vicinity. 1966 on television.
We are live. We're coming to you from the Resort Entertainment and Convention Center of the World, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the 1989 Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon. Ladies and gentlemen, what began on one station...
Listen to this list.
...is now an event in both the United States and Canada that is carried on 200 stations to an audience of more than 100 million people.
You know, the Jerry Lee Lewis Telethon... Or just Jerry Lewis, if you want.
Right.
The Jerry Lewis Telethon didn't really go to the stratosphere until he brought in Ed McMahon.
Well, there you go. Ed
so listen
did a little
to these
side
stars
gig.
Here. Yeah.
You'll
yeah.
see Tony Orlando, Casey Kasem, Julius LaRosa, Norm Crosby, Sammy Davis Jr., and me, Ed McMahon. Jack Ackerman, Alabama, Max Alexander, Bob Anderson, Jack Anderson.
We're still in the A's. I don't have time. And you got to fill 24 hours. Everybody is going to be on there.
Still in the A's.
But again, they again snubbed Waylon Flowers and Madam. Again.
Wow.
Snubbed by the Jerry Lee Lewis telethon. They should have had Jerry Lee help him out. It would have been great.
That would have been unnatural.
And you could have had... I wonder if his son, Gary Lewis, of Gary Lewis and the Playboys, ever played on the...
I wouldn't be surprised.
This was the date in 66. It's the first telethon. And as you heard Ed McMahon say there, it actually started on one station. Then it eventually went national. And then not only did the network hold the telethon, then all the local affiliates then had their own little local telethon going on, and they would cut in and have these local cut-ins.
Yes.
Which were, and what was the local affiliate? Was it ABC? Was it on Channel 5? I want to say Channel 5 had it, but they might have bounced around, too.
Might have bounced.
They don't do it anymore.
What, and what year passed. Was, I missed right at the beginning when he said what year that was.
It was
that
89. The one that I, the audio clip there was from 89.
But it started on this day in 66.
66.
Okay.
1970.
Because Bic's new four-color pen writes black, out of it can come a shining black city. And because a Bic writes blue, a still blue sea. And because a Bic writes green, a terrible green monster can come out of the sea to eat the city. And because it writes red, crackling red rockets that scare the monster back into the sea. Bic's new four-color pen. It's four times as much fun as a one-color pen.
I have two of them in my bag right here.
The four-color pen, that's pretty good.
It is the friend, it is the industry standard, it's a workhorse. There it is.
This is
the tan one because I like the fine point. The medium point is okay, but I like the fine point because you can get more in because it's a finer line.
Yes,
it's a narrower line, so you can get more in, and you can actually write smaller on my broadcast notes and everything and so forth. So
they still come in handy to this day.
And they still are made to this day, and they are still sold. The four-color pen.
Yeah, you just push down the button with the color that you want, voila.
Retractable. Yeah. And then another company, I don't know if it was Bic, but they came out with a fatter one that had like 16 colors. Do you remember that?
Oh.
And you had like three different shades of green, and there was yellow and all these other colors in there. And whenever we had one of those, and I never use that for broadcast purposes because basically you have to wrap it around your hand, you're completely around. It's I don't know.
It's too big.
It's like a baseball bat. Half of them didn't work.
Right.
It wasn't a really good product, but the Bic four-color pen certainly was, and it made its debut. I didn't think it was this early. I didn't realize we had introduced such a fine product as early as 1970.
That's pretty impressive.
Those folks at Bic, they were on top of it. Let's move on to 72.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim McKay speaking to you live at this moment from ABC headquarters just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany. This is building number 31. And we're moving in now on the windows behind which, at this moment, eight or nine terrified living human beings are being held prisoner.
Yeah, it was very, very eerie. This was the start of what became known as the Munich Massacre. This is when the 11 Israeli athletes were taken hostage by Palestinian terrorists at the Munich Summer Games. And then a few days later, they were killed. And Jim McKay announced it. On the air, remember, as part of ABC's coverage of the Olympics, he said, they're gone. They're all gone. That was back in 1972. It reigns one of the worst moments sports history.
Very troubling, very sad.
In the world, yes. Yeah. 75, we almost had tragedy, too.
In California today, President Ford looked down the barrel of a loaded automatic held by a red-haired woman in a long red dress. But the gun didn't go off, and he's all right. The woman was wrestled to the ground by a Secret Service man, and the president was hustled away. She is being charged with attempted murder of the president. She is 26-year-old Lynette Alice Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
Yeah, Squeaky. That's why they caught her, because she actually, you know where she got her name. She squeaks when she walks.
Okay.
She's got a squeaky hip.
Okay.
And that's how they knew that she was coming.
I'm glad that she didn't either know how to use it or the gun was no good.
Didn't the Hollies have a song, Long-Haired Woman in a Red Dress?
Yes.
Isn't that what he said she was? Is that how he described Squeaky Fromm?
Pretty much.
So, and Gerald Ford, there were two attempts on his life in the span of about a month. Mm. Don't you remember that?
Was there another one?
Yeah, there was another one in 75. I can't remember if there was one previous to this one or it came after. But Gerald Ford was a marked man.
Evidently.
Back in 75. And of course, then he lost to Carter.
It's the Muppet Show with tonight's guest star, Mr. Joel Grey.
Sing along if you know the words. Muppet Show debuted on this date.
Very nice.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
Oh, yeah, we met the Muppets. So basically, Jim Henson said, let's do a show more for adults or older kids than just Sesame Street featuring the Muppets. And nobody in this country wanted to do it. No network, no independent, nothing. He had to go to England. He had to go to the UK to find a studio to do this show. And, of course, now it's beloved. It's genius. I go back and watch these episodes and... they're intertwining the Muppets with these big stars, although Joel Grey wasn't a big star, but they've started humbly.
Yes.
They had to start small.
Right.
They had to start somewhere. You know, you're not going to have Dom DeLuise on your first show.
Well.
You're just not going to.
Yeah.
So you got to go with Joel Grey. And that was his date, 1976, The Muppet Show. Another debut in 83.
Good evening. The drama over the lost Korean airline.
The excitement. Can you just feel the excitement of the McNeil-Lair News Hour?
Palpable.
Yeah. Delivering the news the way it should be delivered. Boring and monotone.
And they did it well.
It was the first hour-long network news program on this date, 1983. They were no nonsense. No frills, Neil.
No, it was frills. Absolutely no frills.
Like those grocery stores where everything was yellow with black letters.
Yes.
Then 1999, we need to remember Alan Funt.
This is Dolly Parton, who is pretending that her ankle is hurt. And she gets a guy to carry her because she can't put any weight on her injured ankle. And this guy has an armful, if you know Dolly. And
Alan Funt. We thought it would be funny. So Candid Cameras, Alan Funt died at the age of 84 back in 1999. Wonderful premise for a show. Started out as Candid Microphone.
Yes.
As you may know.
I do know.
And then, TV, they did well, Let's Go camera-wise.
The
rest was history. He was very good. Very good show. It was a great premise, the whole thing. Let's move on to birthdays now.
All right.
There's a drive into deep left field. Look out now. That ball is going.
Bill Mazeroski. That sounded like Mel Allen on the call.
Sure did.
Bill Mazeroski.
Must have been big
home run. 1960 World Series. 1960 World Series. Pirates beat the Yankees. Yogi Berra in left field. A walk-off home run in Game 7 for the Buccos.
Not a big home run hitting second baseman.
No, not at all, but surprise
Maz
power.
Got it done.
He did get it done.
It was really like Bucky Dent's home run.
He was Maz before there was Yaz.
Yes.
And that's 88 today for Bill Mazeroski.
Very nice.
Still with us here at 88. More baseball now.
Let them play.
That's William Devane. He's the manager of the Bad News Bears, Neil.
Okay.
They're in the Astrodome.
Let them play.
And the bureaucrats from the Houston Astros and MLB were not going to allow them to finish their game because it was exciting against the Japanese All-Stars there in the Astrodome. And manager William Devane, who's actually Mike Leake, he was Kelly Leake's father, taught him how to ride bikes and smoke cigarettes and drink beer. He was only 13, but William Devane, 85, and you know who else wanted to let them play?
I don't.
Cesar Cedeno, Bob Watson, and J.R. Richard.
Oh, they were all in.
They were in the dugout. In fact, I think it was Bob Watson, that big player with glasses.
Big first
remember
baseman,
him, big first baseman. He's the one who started the chant.
Okay.
William Devane, the actor. You may remember him. He was in 24 and Knott's Landing. As well. And many of other things. I think he was in a Gunsmoke, too, Neil. Look
probably
it up.
Was.
85 today for him.
Good morning. My name's Bond. James Bond.
Don't move, Mr. Bond.
Uh-oh. He's the forgotten Bond.
Yes.
George Lazenby. On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
He got married in that episode, that Bond
Strange.
Movie.
Bond shouldn't be getting married.
And then his wife gunned down.
That's unfortunate.
At the end of the movie.
Why didn't Lazenby stick?
You know,
as a
that's
Bond.
A good
what
question.
He's not bad in that movie.
No, I thought he did fine, but the next thing you know, it's Roger Moore graveside at his wife's grave in the next Bond movie. Go, hold it. That ain't George. That ain't Bond.
Isn't, no. Yeah. He's 85 today.
On a morning from a forgotten movie, in a country where they turn back time.
I'm sure here's a guy who loves a four-color Bic. When he's songwriting, when he wrote Year of the Cat and Time Passages and Song on the Radio.
Song on the Radio.
I'm sure he had a four-color Bic back in the 70s.
Saw him in St. Paul, outdoors. The great Al Stewart loved it.
You can flick your Bic four times then.
That is true, too, and a different color each time.
Here it is. Should have did that earlier. How about that time? Right at the chorus. Year of the Cat for Al Stewart, singer-songwriter.
Like it.
It's a great song right there. And
it
I
really
love the beginning of this song with the piano.
Yes.
Just soothing and nice.
It is very good.
So happy birthday, Al Stewart. He's 79. This song, a different kind of tune. They may not call it soothing and nice.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle.
Loudon Wainwright III. Some people call him LW. Three, but that's the same thing as Lethal Weapon 3, and he gets confused. Loudon Wainwright III, dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Huh.
Happy birthday to him today.
Great premise for a song.
He is 78. You know, he did some acting, too. He appeared in 3 episodes of MASH.
Oh.
Unbelievably. Okay. Loudon Wainwright III, Michael Keaton, and Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
Juice is loose, babe.
It's back.
It's back. Beetlejuice, the sequel to the original. Is it in theaters yet? If it isn't, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I thought it. Maybe it was.
Mr. Mom, he's going to go 220, 221, whatever it takes.
He was in the Spider-Man.
He was a bad guy. He was
One of the Tom Holland ones, right?
Certainly, yes. So Michael Keaton is 73 here today.
Some people are made for each other. Some people can love one another for life. How about us?
Some. All right, that's Champagne.
Some people can hold it together.
Lead singer from Champagne. You know where they got the name Champagne?
From the bottle of bubbly.
Can we? How about us?
So, no, they were from Champaign, Illinois.
Oh,
that was their
that
hometown.
Would make sense.
And Pauly Carman, the lead singer, the guy lead singer from Champaign, 71.
Nice.
No, you're never gonna get it. Never, ever gonna get it.
No, not this time.
No, you're never gonna get it.
My love.
Never, ever gonna get it. No, you're never gonna get it.
Don't know this one.
No, you've never heard En Vogue?
Oh, I've heard of En Vogue. I guess I didn't know.
You're never going to get it. This is probably their most recognizable song, at least in my view. Terry Ellis of En Vogue.
What is wrong with
your golf league championship? No, you're never going to get it.
Yes.
You're never going to get it. Have you ever won the championship? Have you ever been the overall champ?
I did.
You did? Okay, so then that's true. That's not true.
Yeah.
You're never going to get it. How about your own golf tournament that you host?
Nope.
You're never going to get it. You thought you were in contention this year, and you were in contention.
After the first nine.
Yes,
we were
exactly.
In contention.
You guys were right there, and I was cheering for you.
And then we fell apart.
I was hoping for you. I purposely missed some putts just to make sure that maybe you'd win.
You give and you give and you give.
Dweezil Zappa,
oh,
son
my.
Of Frank, one of the weird Zappa names there.
Right.
Dweezil, Moon Unit, and there was another one too.
Yeah.
55
wow,
today.
For Dweezil. Unbelievable. Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to talk first about notorious outlaw Jesse James. He was born on this day in 1847. A lot of bank robberies, a lot of train robberies.
How many people did he kill?
A lot of times with the youngers.
How many murders?
I don't know. I don't know the his
they lost count.
How many notches he had on his gun. I do know the coward Bob Ford shot him in the back while he was adjusting a picture on the wall in his home. They were closing in on him, though, and there was a there was a $10,000 reward, and it was more than Bob Ford and his brother could take. They were going to get that reward, and they never did get it.
No,
because
awful.
They were bad people.
Red
too.
Tape.
Yeah, Jesse James, born on this day, 1847. You remember it's the sweeps weeks with the Nielsens.
Love those sweep
yes,
weeks.
Yes, the Nielsens. They were a market researcher, and the guy who developed it, A.C. Nielsen Company, 1897. One of our favorites. And nobody had a one-way phone conversation any better than the great Bob Newhart.
Hello?
He just crossed over to the Gone
yes.
But Not Forgotten just recently.
A little TV theme time here, Jim. We love it. The guy was a genius. His deadpan delivery. Absolutely as good as it was.
Well, he had a button-down mind.
He did have the button-down mind. Bob Newhart, Bob Newhart Show, Newhart. Had very creative names for his program.
He's buttoned down.
He's
I
buttoned
mean,
down.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was a-
yep. And born on this day, the year was 1929.
Now, you do remember he had one, just Bob, too.
Yes,
his
that's
last
right.
show
that's
right, that he hosted Bob. For himself was just Bob.
That was by design. There's no question
no doubt,
about it.
No doubt.
One of the great sex symbols of the 60s, 70s, 80s. She was beautiful in her 80s, I'm sure. Raquel Welch is who we're talking about, 1940.
I thought you were talking about Miss Piggy.
I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a food sack.
You can what?
I said I can make a dress out of a food sack.
What are you doing with a food sack dress?
Well, honey, I can make anything look good. Because I'm a woman.
In total respect to Mrs. Piggy, that song, they took out the line, I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan. Out of respect to Miss Piggy, and
well,
I thought that was wise of Raquel Welch to do that.
They really should. They should do that. The great Raquel Welch. Lovely. Born on this day, the year was 1940. Rock and roll singer, he led Queen. We're talking about frontman Freddie Mercury, 1946.
I had to spend all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody. Can anybody find me?
Yeah, now you probably would have thought, yes, a lot of stations would have played, you know, We Are the Champions, but you dug a little bit deeper there. Somebody
I almost
to love.
Played Body Language.
Oh, wow. Well, he died in 1991, then they made that movie. What was the name of the movie? I can't even remember.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Was that what it was called?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I watched the movie about his life. The guy who played Freddie in the movie was really good. Anyway, that was just a few years back, it seems. I watched it on a flight. Was that when I was going to Italy? I can't remember. 1946 for Freddie Mercury. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
No omissions today. Nice. So into a Bob-a-thon we go. Charlie Daniels Band, Boogie Woogie, Fiddle, Country Boy. That's a good one. Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn. Or She's one. Got the Rhythm and I Got the Blues.
Boy, all
Ellen
good.
Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, let's CDB it up.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River.